From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life.
I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Whether your mental or physical wellness brings you to the top of the highest peaks,
or you need a little help with the climb,
The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch.
Our next guest on The Mountain Life is a successful entrepreneur who just 11 years ago started his own shoe company. Brian Beckstead and two other friends were inspired to reinvent the running industry and have witnessed their small shoe company, Ultra, expand to a leader in the running industry. Now, directing the strategy and PR of Ultra, Brian is working to ensure the legacy of his brand with VF Corporation. Brian has relocated to Heber, Utah with his family and enjoy the many benefits of the Wasatch back and is an avid fly fisherman and trail runner. Despite all of these successes, Brian, like many of us, has struggled with depression for many years and joins us to share the ups and downs of his personal journey. Thank you for joining us on the show today, Brian.
Hey, it's great to be here, Pete, and excited to just kind of chat about some of this. I love the Wasatch back and obviously love my brand Ultra, but you know, despite living a great life, people struggle just like me, and I'm totally open about talking about it too. So
that's so encouraging, and we are excited to hear both, you know, your ups and downs and how that you've lived and succeeded and struggled through that. And just to give a little bit of background to that is you started Ultra, and why? This is a unique shoe company based here in Utah and was very successful. What precipitated that a little bit more?
Well, you know, I grew up running from a pretty young age, starting in middle school track, and, you know, I just became enthralled with it. I was too small to play football, which is kind of what I wanted to play, but I found just a niche in terms of running, both in terms of what I liked doing as well as friendships and the team atmosphere, and cross country and track really became a big, big aspect of my life as a teenager. It kind of defines a lot of my high school, and ended up working at a running store just because it was natural and it worked. And so it kind of transpired to where, you know, I started running collegiately and ended up ending my collegiate career due to injuries. And, you know, working at the running store and struggling with injuries and just kind of the way my mind works, sometimes I don't just accept things the way they are. I kind of push the limits a little bit, which has led me to pretty extreme sports, you know, including, you know, 100-mile trail races and so forth. And so when it came time, when it really the decision was made, it was kind of this. It's just the running industry just wasn't working for me. And I'd spent my whole life loving it and being a part of it. But I just felt that the footwear that the industry was providing was just the same old thing. You could take one logo off the shoe and put another logo on and it was the same, right? It was my air is better than your gel and my gel is better than your wave. And it was just all kind of these hill technologies. And we just felt like it wasn't working for the way we wanted to run. And so we, you know, my partner, Golden Harper, and I, you know, particularly Golden came up with the initial, like, hey, let's just cut off the heel of the shoes. And so he called me up. We start talking about it. And next thing we know, we're modifying all of our shoes and hacking them up and carving them off and kind of just tinkering and toying with these concepts that, you know, the footwear affects the way you run, your biomechanics. And we came up with a couple concepts. The first was zero drop, which is a fancy word for saying it's flat, which is pretty simple. And the second is foot shape. We felt that shoes just really squish your toes. And, you know, based off of, you know, my degree in exercise science and just all my running career, particularly my ultra running at the time, I started ultra running at a pretty young age. Your toes just get all jacked up. And so we wanted to create more space so your toes can splay and attenuate shock and create more balance and stability naturally rather than having to do artificial arch support. If you engage that big toe, it actually locks the bones of your feet. It does the exact same thing as arch support. It just does it in a natural, healthy, strong way. And so we had these concepts and these ideas that we pitched we gave these concepts to the running shoe companies for free, just saying, hey, look, we're runners. We work running at a running store, and we work retail. Would you just build us this shoe based off of our ideas and concepts, philosophies? And the industry said no. And so we just in our 20s decided to do it ourselves. So that's kind of the real quick and dirty version of how we started the brand. But that was, you know, it was 12 years ago now that we decided to start the brand. And it took us a couple years to get to market, but we launched in April of 2011. So we just hit our 10-year anniversary of selling shoes.
Well, congratulations. And it's really exciting, especially that to know that you came from not a whole lot of background, at least not in shoe design, and here you are. And I'm wondering, Brian, why? Okay, so we're talking about ultra marathons, ultra running. That's ULTRA, but your shoe company is Altra with an ALTRA.
What? Yeah, Altra. Yep, with an
it
A.
It kind of
yep.
sounds the same. Both those words sound the same, don't they? But what does Altra mean? Altra.
Yeah, you know, it was really funny. You know, you get three guys in a basement trying to start a shoe company with no background in doing any of that. And we just started, you know, joking around, and we're like, you know what? We want an A name. You know, we want to be top alphabetical. We need every advantage we can get. So, you know, you start writing down words that inspire us. And some of the words that we came up with that tied into it were, we started by altering shoes, right? Alterations. We started because we're a little alternative, right? It's a really different concept. And, you know, I'm an ultra with a U, ultra runner. And then we found a word in Latin, and it's altera. And it means to change or to fix. And all those things combine to us creating it. So to me, ultra is Latin. We just took out the E. But to change or to fix. And that's what we felt like we were doing. We felt that we are changing and fixing broken runners. We felt like we are changing and fixing a stale and stagnant shoe industry. And so that's how we came up with the name. It just kind of worked with all of our words that inspired us, and we found that word in Latin, and it just clicked, and that's how we came up with Altra.
How allegorical, because I mean, we're jumping into the topic of, you know, broken humans and us as individually broken, and what I'm curious about is, I'm just going to relate this to, you know, whether it's mountain biking or endurance sports in general. There's this concept amongst endurance athletes that, you know, you have resilience, you have perseverance, and no matter the obstacle, you can work your way through it. And it's this self-determination kind of concept. And so coming to the table and realizing there's broken parts of us and that it's real, and being really vulnerable about that doesn't necessarily jive, you know, for a lot of that endurance community. And so kind of share a little bit of that brokenness with us.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, when you're younger and you start feeling some of the melancholy, you know, you don't know, recognize it's depression. And, you know, that's, for me, my running almost masked a lot of that. And to me, running was almost what kept me from being more of an addict or a severe depressant. You know, when I have these sessions of melancholy and depression that have always kind of been there. And when I don't run or don't spend time outside and don't be active, it hits me really, really hard. I've always struggled with that. And for me, that's one of the things that I am so passionate about, ultra and running and even just outdoor time, is because to me, that has been the way to fix that depression. I've been on all sorts of antidepressants and mood stabilizers and anxiety pills, and none of them have helped even close to what running and being active and living an outdoor lifestyle has done. I don't do any of those anymore. I'm not on any of those depressants, antidepressants or whatnot, because for me, what has fixed and at least managed some of my struggles, my mental health struggles, is that running and that outdoor time. And that is why I'm so passionate about running, because I feel like fresh air and exercise is the solution. I find it personally, and just even statistically, the research I've done, living an active lifestyle is the cleanest, healthiest, most long-term way to battle mental health illness. And I know that personally, but also just statistically, you look at some of the data on, 20 minutes of exercise is shown, and 20 minutes of meditation, those type of things are just as statistically beneficial as antidepressants. Yeah. And so for me, it's always been a solution for my health.
If you're just joining us on The Mountain Life, our guest is Brian Beckstead. He's the co-founder of Ultra Running Shoes. He lives in Heber, and he's an ultra runner. We're also talking to him about his depression. And I'm really curious, Brian, you use the word masked. Running masked your depression. And I'm wondering if that was intentional instead of using the word cure. Is it because when you stop running, it's always there?
Well, I guess the reason I use the word masked is it's because I didn't realize I was depressed because I was running. I'd have these sessions of melancholy, but I never recognized it as depression until I got older. And so, when you're young, you don't know, and I don't think depression was nearly talked about in growing up in Utah in the 90s, right? And so I think I didn't realize I was depressed. And part of the reason was because I was running. That was a purpose. I was a purpose-driven exercise. And so I don't want to say I hit it, but it definitely balanced it out younger. And as I got older and stress builds up and, you start realizing what that melancholy is, it was like, oh my gosh, I've been suffering from depression for a long time, but I always was able to run my way out of it. And I don't think running is a cure per se. I think it's not going to make the depression go away, right? It just helps manage it.
Mm, absolutely. And even if you're not afflicted with depression, we all know that if we're having a stressful day, if we're having some angst, some, aggravation, you go out and clear your head by getting some exercise, and it's breathing, as you say, the fresh air. It's probably that endorphin thing. Maybe you could talk to us a little bit about that, what you know about the chemical release in your body when you're running that helps battle depression for you.
Ooh, that's a great question. I'm really into this concept recently of coined the term by a guy named Mihal Csikszentmihalyi, and it's a concept of flow. He's the one that coined the term. I feel that what flow is it's the balance of anxiety or boredom, right? If you're on the edge of a cliff, sometimes that's very anxious, right? And if you're sitting there on a couch, you're bored. And where's that middle ground? And it's this concept of flow. And flow really is a state of being. And the research on it is fascinating. And I've become really engaged in this concept of flow. And that's where, peak performance happens. That's where creativity comes from. If you're at work, right, when do you get the most beneficial benefits of creativity at work, right? It's when you kind of get in that moment, a state of flow. And, we call it runner's high is kind of the running term, but I think it's deeper than that. And we can get in these states of flow through lots of ways. We mimic it by watching TV almost. This can be a state of flow because you get so engaged in the movie, right, that you almost lose track of time and you're so engaged in that present moment. And, obviously TV is not as nearly as healthy as a runner's high because of that release of endorphins. But ultimately, that's what I've become much less inclined to performance and much more inclined to this flow state. And that's what I think running does for me and for so many others is this flow state where you're present in the moment. That's why I like trail running so much, right? Because you're able to just look at the trail and wind and you get these panoramic views. You lose track of time, you lose track of miles. And this endorphin, it's more than just a release of endorphins, right? It's not just adrenaline. There is a serotonin release and all these chemical releases that happen when you are in this flow state. And for me, the running high is something that just really helps balance my mood. It gives me perspective. I just absolutely love it. And you know, I do get the same thing from fly fishing. That's another thing that I do when I don't have the energy to run, or I need a little more time and energy. That's kind of where I found. And you can get in so many different ways to achieve flow states, but these flow states really help battle a lot of those chemical imbalances that come from mental health illnesses in a healthy way. And running does it so, there's so many health benefits, both physical, but for me, it's almost more mental at this point. And I just find it so beneficial. I love it. I'm passionate about it. I want more people to get in the running flow because of the physical and now we're finding out more and more of the mental health benefits of running. And it's because of these flow states.
And Brian, if anyone has seen someone in flow state running, I have witnessed you in flow state running. But for many of our listeners, I'm glad that you mentioned fly fishing because many are thinking trail running would cause them no flow and just full anxiety. And in fact, a group run yesterday, two people crashed and knees hit the ground and there was blood everywhere. But you can obtain that through other aspects of engaging in one of the features that we love so much in the Wasatch Back, fly fishing and so forth. Is there an element for you that it is an endorphin release, some kind of metabolic, you know, chemical reaction, or is it the psychology component? Because you said previously you were on certain medicines to manage that, and now it's this connectivity and that flow. Can that be achieved in like a walk, fly fishing, you know, so forth?
Absolutely, right? And yes, it can. Again, there's this, the flow is anxiety and boredom, right? If you're too anxious, you can't get in the flow state. You try trail running and it's anxiety and you're breathing so heavy, you can't. You can absolutely get it while hiking, right? I mean, hiking, where is everybody has a different threshold, right? It's are you bored or are you anxious? Right, both of those are not going to work. Right, some people hiking is a little too boring, so I'm going to run. Other people, running causes me too much anxiety. I'm going to hike. Hiking is the same benefit, right? Everyone just has their threshold on what they can achieve, and so that's what I think's great about. I use the word running, but I think just outdoor time is really a more broader spectrum of placing it, right? Whether it's fly fishing or mountain biking or just a walk in a park, all of those things for you personally, wherever you are at in your life, that balance of boredom and anxiety meets in a middle ground. And you have to find that for yourself. Sometimes it's hard work. Usually it has to be a little bit of anxious, a little bit of adrenaline to get it. But for me, it is psychological, and anybody can get it, right? Walking a dog for so many people is a sense of flow, right?
Right.
You're walking, you're out with your dog, you're outside, you're fresh air, breathing. That can become a flow state very easily. And so that's what I love about living here in the Wasatch Back is we have so much access and you can choose your level based off of where you are in your life. For me, I get it more from running. I have a lot of friends that just going for a 45-minute walking the dog outside. That is a really mentally beneficial exercise, mental and physical place for them to be, right? I get it through running. Some people get it through other things, right? It's awesome that we have it right here in our backyard.
Brian, I wanted to take a moment to talk a little bit about flow. You mentioned this man's name that you have you learned about Flo.
Yeah, Mihal.
Say it again.
Yeah. Mihal Csesmahaj.
Okay, because then I tried to Google it and I did find him. His last name has just about every letter in the alphabet in it. I wouldn't know how you say Csesmahaj.
Right?
Yes.
I'm trying to pronounce it right.
So if our listeners are interested in looking up Living in Flow, The Secret of Happiness, his first name is Mihal, which M-I-H-A-L-Y, and then his last name starts with C-S-I-K, and I won't go into the rest of the alphabet. I don't have enough flow for that. Hey, I wanted to ask you quickly, we just have a few minutes left, but there has been a preponderance of articles written about ketamine and psilocybin as, you know, new research being done over the last handful of years into curing depression. And I was just kind of curious about what you thought about that.
Well, fascinating that you asked that. I just finished a book called Stealing Fire. If you are interested in this, read this book. It is absolutely a fantastic book, and it talks about that. I know, you know, for me, I have tried, I've done that once, and it was a really, really interesting experience for me personally, but the research is really fascinating, and the book Stealing Fire, it really plays upon the concept of flow, and it talks about achieving high flow states, and it has chapters of this on psychedelics and psilocybin and how that triggers it. And it actually goes historically on how the Greeks used to use psychedelic experiences, right, to open their mind. A lot of those Greek philosophers actually used that for their philosophical concepts. That's where what really they credit much of those early philosophers' ideas to those experiences and opening up that. I know the research is fascinating on it. I've been doing a lot of research on it recently because it is, you know, similar to ULTRA, right? It is an alternative practice to mental health, and it is really, really interesting. I am super open to it. I encourage people to read some information on it. Read some books on it. I've had one experience on it, and it was fascinating to me. But the research is fantastic. And that book, Stealing Fire, highly recommend it.
Well, one last question for you, Brian, and keep it really, really short, like a 10-second answer here. But a lot of a lot of our listeners are like us, and they are coming out of COVID a little bit older and maybe realizing the anxiety, depression is kind of lingering for them. What would be your one or two bits of nuggets as someone who's gone through that?
I would say keep a positive attitude, because whatever you express manifests itself in certain ways, right? If you have a good attitude, you can get through it. Do the hard work, do the little things, but stay positive. It is manageable.
Well, thank you, Brian. We really appreciate your vulnerability and honesty, and we look forward to seeing you on the trails in the Wasatch back. Thank you for joining us, Brian.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And that was Brian Beckstead, the co-founder of ULTRA Running and local resident, Wasatch County resident. I'm really happy that he shared all of that.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Mountain Life.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe, rate us, and leave us a comment.
If you have an idea for a future show, email us at mountainlife@kpcw.org.
We hope you'll bring your green smoothie and join us next week for The Mountain Life.